Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And what was going to happen with this huge amount of debt? Well, it turns out that actually it was far less of a problem than people thought. It wasn't part of the financial crisis. That was all driven by the collapse in the US housing market and mortgage securities rather than leveraged loans. Leveraged loans played, if anything, a tiny part in the financial crisis. And actually, most of the mega buyouts were refinanced thanks to incredibly low interest rates and buoyant credit markets a couple of years after the crisis. So private equity groups managed to keep most of them going, and they're now, a lot of them have come roaring back, and they've made pretty healthy profits out of most of them. There are two or three exceptions, but I think that to say that these sort of cov-lite structures were a problem in the financial crisis is not true.
One caveat is that some of the large US banks had huge losses when they had underwritten this big package of loans, and they were not able to resell those packages back to investors in 2007, 2008, and they had to take massive write-downs. So it hurts. It really did hurt.
There have been instances of